Good morning. It is 10:33 a.m. on Wednesday, the 2nd of March, 2022, and the March meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is called to order. We'll do a roll call. Dale Nibley, present. Suzanne Coleman?
Present.
Sherry Mays?
Present.
Eileen Pettit?
Present.
Terry Brown?
Present.
Michael Searle?
Present.
And Deb Bright? No. Okay. Declaration of conflicts of interest? I hear none. Review, discussion, and approval of minutes for the February meeting.
This is Suzanne Coleman. And other than there's a duplicate line on page one, where it says board member Searle seconded the motion and unanimously it carried, I just noticed that it's at the very bottom of the page. Do you see that? I would just strike that one line.
Yes, I do.
Well,
let me see.
There was
on page one.
On the approval of the minutes?
Okay, so maybe it's on page four. You know what? Never mind. It carried over to page. So just forget that. So
okay.
This is Suzanne Coleman. I would like to make a motion that we approve the minutes as written for the February 2nd, 2022 board meeting.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I second it.
Well, it's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes as written for the February meeting. Any discussion? We'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Abstain.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
And Terry Brown?
Abstain.
Okay, it's been approved unanimously to approve the minutes. Approved as written. Agency operations overview, director's report.
A five-year review, rule review report was approved at yesterday Governor's Regulatory Review Council meeting without any issues. The next review will be in 5 years. So we passed another milestone.
Good.
Yes. And Cynthia, the board, along with several other boards, moving to Cynthia, which is an advanced database, emphasizing on regulatory government boards. This platform makes it much easier for the licenses to use and for the board to manage. The cost for Cynthia is flat rate, includes dedicated support and no startup cost. The governor supports the change, and Cynthia has recently been awarded the state contract for state of Oklahoma.
That sounds like a good program. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Me too.
Move on to number five, applications for licensure.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the applications for the following applicants for licensed optician: Elda Bennett, Genesis Ruiz Martinez, Mary Christina Roca, and Thomas Hill.
So this is Sherry Mays, and I second it.
Okay, we've got a motion to approve these four licensed optician applications. Any discussion? We'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Michael Searle.
Aye.
Deb Bright, aye.
Okay. Oh, welcome, Deb.
Thanks.
And this means we have four new licensed opticians, including Mary, who's on the call. Congratulations, Mary.
Yeah. Welcome. Congratulations, Mary, and everybody else.
Thank you.
Okay, let's move on to 5B.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we accept the applications for reinstatement of opticians' licenses for Aiden Zarita and Daria Mayberry.
And this is Sherry Mason. I'd like to second that.
It's been moved and seconded to approve these applications for reinstatement. Any discussion? Do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
And Deb Bright?
Aye.
Welcome to the two new reinstated license, not new licenses, but reinstated license applicants that approved unanimously. Move on to 5C.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we accept the applications for establishment licenses from Clearview Vision Care, AEG Vision, in Tucson.
And this is Sherry Mason. I will second it.
It's been moved and seconded to accept this application for establishment license. Any discussion? Let's move to a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
It's been unanimously approved to accept their application, and I want to thank AEG, who has a member on the call, for their working with us in such a convenient and thorough way and providing us with what we needed to get this resolved. Thank you very much for your help setting this whole thing. Thank you for the AG Bench. Glad to have this all the way, guys.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Appreciate all your work. Future meeting dates, as usual, first Wednesday of the month, except for July. And future agenda items, I don't think we have anything carried over right now. We'll see what comes up there, unless anybody has something they want to make sure is on the agenda. And call to public. Again, thank you, Mary, and thank you, AEG, for being on the call. Any other discussions? Okay, it is 10:47 a.m., and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for attending, and appreciate having a chance to talk with you all again. Have a great day.